Good day, and welcome to the TI Fluid Systems Q3 2018 trading update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Tim Knutzen, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for our third quarter 2018 trading update call. I'm Tim Knutzen, CFO of TI Fluid Systems, and I'm joined today by our CEO and President, Bill Kuzera.
Morning.
Hopefully, you have all seen the trading update we released this morning. Before Bill and I take your questions, I wanted to say a few words summarizing the statement. Global vehicle production has slightly increased by 0.8% in the first nine months of 2018, with our revenue increasing by 2.6% year-over-year on a constant currency basis, or 1.8% above global vehicle production. Looking at revenue by region, our European revenue was flat year-over-year at constant currency or slightly below European vehicle production. This European revenue was driven primarily by vehicle mix, some program timings, and of recent impacts with the OEM European emission standards. In Asia Pacific, our revenue actually increased 4% year-over-year on a constant currency basis, whereas Asia Pacific vehicle production increased by 1.2%, with continued positive growth in China for the first nine months of the year. In North America, our revenue increased by 4.3% year-over-year on a constant currency basis against a 1.3% contraction in North American vehicle production volume. Our 5.7% outperformance has been primarily driven by strong launch activity in this period, as we have discussed previously. Next, briefly looking at the revenue by our two segments, the Fuel Carrying Systems business, FCS, and our Fuel Tank Delivery Systems business, FTDS. Both of these segments have achieved positive revenue growth in the period. FCS revenue actually increased by 3.3% year-over-year, and FTDS increased by 1.5% year-over-year on a constant currency basis. Those were the summary highlights of the first nine months of our 2018 revenue. Now I'd like to review global vehicle production and our performance expectations for the calendar year. Global vehicle production is expected to be lower in the second half of 2018 versus the first half of 2018. In particular, the third quarter of 2018 experienced lower global vehicle production, primarily due to the introduction of new emission standards in Europe and due to the lower consumer demand in China. We typically highlight our revenue growth relative to global vehicle production. For the full year of 2018, we expect revenue growth to be in excess of global vehicle production growth. Given these regional mix impacts, the 2018 calendar year outperformance on revenue is expected to be less than that achieved in 2017 at constant currency. Lastly, and importantly, our adjusted EBIT margin outlook for 2018 remains broadly in line with our 2017 results, and our adjusted free cash flow expectations remained unchanged. With this, we would be pleased to answer your questions. Operator?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure the mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We can take our first question from Ravi Gupta from Citi. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Morning, Tim. Morning, Bill. It's Raghav Gupta from Citi. I've got three questions. We're 5 weeks into Q4, and I'm just wondering if you could give us a little bit of color in terms of what you've seen so far. I hear what you're saying about outperformance in 2018 going to be a bit lower or lower than that of 2017, which I don't think is a surprise for everyone given the market dynamics. You know, what are your expectations for organic growth in Q4 in light of the weakness we've seen in Q3? And I guess following on from that, can you provide any specific commentary on how your business is doing in China and Europe, specifically in Q4? Because it did slow down in Q3. The second question is, you know, we've seen considerable earnings cuts across your peers this quarter on the back of weak top-line growth, whereas you seem to be holding up well. You know, I hear what you're saying in terms of slight deterioration in margins versus last year versus the previous consistent margins. Can you just talk to us a little bit about operating leverage in the business and your ability to manage costs in a downturn? The final one, if I may, would be, again, just on your guidance. You're comfortable with free cash flow expectations, yet amended your wording for EBIT. Was it that free cash flow expectations were too low to start with, or have you been able to do something on the cash management side to kind of stem the, you know, any pain that you've seen on profitability in terms of cash flow? Those would be the three questions. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And maybe I'll start with your questions two and three and then turn it back to Bill to talk a bit about the difficult market expectations are determining, you know, where's China at, where Europe at, that in particular. As it relates to earnings, just to keep in mind for this business, I think we believe we have one of the most variable cost structures, you know, in tier one supplier landscape. You know, we operate under approximately 15% fixed cost to revenue, you know, when you exclude D&A and the like, which really allows us to be quite flexible in any type of volume environment. I mean, you know, again, we manage costs quite well. So, you know, the impact that we see on EBIT margins for the year, we delivered 11% last year, quite strong. Right now, we would look at, you know, maybe 20 to 40 basis points below 2017 levels. That's a bit revenue, you know, a little bit of the operating leverage, but we're quite flexible on our variable cost. And, you know, we have 67% of our business in low-cost locations for like. We use temporary labor. So generally, this business is positioned very well for any type of downturn or slower volume environment. Likewise, when we think about that 20 to 40 basis points, we are being impacted a bit by tariffs in the U.S. market where we do import some steel. Those cost increases for 2008 and, you know, are in the single-digit millions. We're working to offset those in the balance of 2018, but at this juncture, it's a bit uncertain exactly to the timing, whether it's in 18 or some of it goes into 2019. So with that in mind, you know, we are seeing the potential for a bit of a decline in margins in this 20 to 40 basis points area. On free cash flow, because we set guidance, because we set outlook year over year, you know, more consistent with 2017 at this very strong 120 million euro-ish level, we are seeing, you know, we are seeing some benefit on interest expense with our refinancings and lowering our overall interest expense. And we saw some of this as we came into 2018. We also, though, recognize that as we came into 18, we had a few tax items that would go, you know, could impact us a bit in terms of the increase. I think we're seeing a little bit less of an increase in 2018 now as we sit here, so we remain very confident in terms of our cash flow outlook, you know, staying in the same range as it did in 2017. And Bill.
Yeah, good morning. This is Bill Cazera. On the your question on Q4 color and expectations, you know, it's really too soon to tell. You know, we have in China a challenging situation with the demand changing over the last few months. You know, we are hopeful for the possibility of incentives. Not sure when those might or if would take place, but that has typically been something that has assisted the China region. With respect to Europe, we're certainly waiting for confirmation from the OEMs that the WLTP activities are behind us, and our expectations are that they would be completed sometime in the fourth quarter, and so it's sort of a wait-and-see situation.
And I get on the China situation, I mean, you obviously talked about a challenging demand situation. Have you seen any cancellations? You obviously talked about a lot, I think, in the first half, that there's going to be kind of more projects starting SOPs in the second half of the year. Have we seen many of those, particularly in China, being cancelled?
We wouldn't say we've seen cancelled, but, you know, like the demand of the market, we have seen delays and reductions in terms of the volume environment. And I think, as Bill mentioned, you know, it continues to be a bit tricky in 2018 and going into 2019, where the incentives, you know, we believe it will be effective. It's just the when and the, you know, the how much ends up really impacting that growth environment, China. You know, as Bill mentioned, in Europe, though, I think we are starting to see, and we hope to see some benefits as we get to the end of 2018 in Europe, although, you know, the OEMs and their production schedule environments, how they think about the production planning at the end of the year is always a bit tricky compared to, you know, if they launched in 2019. So, you know, overall, both markets should be, we believe, should be timing impacts. Hopefully Europe a bit sooner, China a bit more difficult to tell where that timing impact turned around to be a positive.
And if I may, very quickly, on the margins, obviously 20 to 40 basis points lower is what you're guiding to. That's helpful. How much of that, you know, because we saw flat margins more or less for the group, I think, in the first half, you know, which was you saw deterioration in FCS, but a real big improvement in FTDS, which was offsetting that. How much of the margin dilution in the second half is due to lower FCS margins not being compensated for by FTDS? Or I'm just trying to kind of think that through a little bit. If you could help me with that, thank you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a bit tricky with the volume in terms of the margin impact. But what we talked about after the first half results is the, you know, the positive trends of performance in FTDS should continue in the second half, and the more difficult performance environment for FCS should continue in the second half, and then we'd be at an overall sort of new baseline going into 19 at these new sort of year-over-year levels with margins. If we think about the 20 to 40 basis points potential, you know, margin decline for the business, it's probably more weighted to an impact, and a temporary impact for FCS, because the steel tariff impacts are much more in that business than they would be in FTDS.
Great. Understood. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. You can press star 2 if you find your question has already been answered. We will now take our next question from Sarath Patel from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Sarath here from JP Morgan. I just have one question. Just taking a look at the Q3 numbers, I see in the first half, North America had really strong growth levels. You were outperforming production levels very highly. In the third quarter, the numbers are relatively flat. So is there any particular reason that, you know, we aren't seeing this continued high outperformance in North America? Any specifications, any particular reasons here? Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. This is really consistent with our expectations. We've gone through a period through the first half of 2018 where we had a number of program launches in North America, specifically on the FCS side, that were coming to an end at the end of the first half. So we are expecting North America to be more in line going into the second half and, you know, really as we look forward into 19. And then offsetting that, we're expecting more growth in our FTDS business and in Europe, where we expect the number of launches now with the Europe WLTP and some of the delays there. You know, we still expect it. It's just the timing of when that occurs. But the North American expectation is just programs now have completely ramped up, and so that more in line is what we expected. You know, to note overall, you know, for the calendar year, we're still expecting outperformance for the global business the way we look at it, you know, 1-2% outperformance on a constant currency basis. So it's still solid, but clearly with a bit difficult, you know, bit softer market in the second half of 2018.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you. We will now take our next question from David Larkham from Numis. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
First of all, morning, guys. First of all, could you just clarify that 20 to 40 bips margin reduction? Is that for the full year?
Yeah, sorry. Let's be clear. That is full year that we're talking about. So 11% in 2017, and you know where we sit today, potentially 20 to 40 bips once the calendar year of 18 reduction.
Okay. So presumably, you know, we would really talk about the second half is 40 to 80. And should we think that is a starting point for 2019, or you need to do more to sort of ameliorate that? Depending on, I mean, obviously, as volumes go down, it's harder. Once they stabilize, you know, you can take the corrective action.
Yeah, I think it's too early to tell. But as we sit here today, some of this 20 to 40 bips is related to one-time relations to tariffs, which we wouldn't expect to continue. So, you know, as we sit here today, you know, this broadly in line, consistent margin environment, you know, that's what we expect to perform to. And with our cost structure, the way we adjust the production schedules, you know, obviously depending on revenue and depending on region, you know, it could have an impact in a bit too early to tell, but I would not straight line assume that's sort of the trend line at all for 2019.
Okay. What does the sort of new launches look like for 2019 that we should be aware of? Anything sort of particularly unusual?
I think it's for us, it's more, you know, business as usual. We have a number of launches every year. We expect those. There's been some delays, and we think about it as primarily in Europe. And it also, you know, in some of our key product areas that we see growth in HEV and pressurized tanks. So, you know, all of which should be very positive to the business as they start to ramp up.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Henning Kostman from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, guys. I think in your introductory remarks you mentioned something about mix in Europe. So I was wondering if you could just elaborate on that a little bit. That's my first question. And then secondly, maybe if you could give some more incremental detail on the ramp up momentum of the EV orders. I think the H1 presentation was quite heavy on content opportunities with new EV signings. So maybe a bit on that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, honey, no problems. Tim, I'll take the first one. I'll turn it over to Bill. As it relates to program timing and mix, when we speak about, especially Europe, I mean, this is where we expected some launch ramps. You know, we're very, you know, concentrated with some very solid high-volume OEMs that have probably had more difficulty with the WLTP emissions. So that's the piece where we expect a bit better mix as we get through the WLTP, get some of these launches rolling, especially in some of these positive areas for us like HEV and pressurized tanks. So that's really what is impacting us in, you know, the second half as we think about, you know, our outperformance.
Yeah, good morning, Henning, and thanks for your question. As you may recall, we did announce in H1, you know, significant wins in the EV area. We're certainly not expecting anything of that magnitude in the near term. However, we continue to be successful with smaller regional type wins, if you will, in all regions in the HEV EV area, which confirms our confidence in our strategy and our approach to continue to work with customers to bring our lightweight nylon material solution to these programs. At the same time, we're under discussion with OEMs and would expect that there would be development program opportunities with OEMs around these lightweight materials, and we're seeing that as well come to fruition with a few OEMs. So we're pretty excited about our continued quest towards the transition towards electric vehicles and certainly hybrids in the near term as a nice opportunity for TI Fluid Systems.
Thank you. Can I just clarify on the first question, when you say WLTP effect on mix, did you mean your mix is generally better in the EU and because of the regional mix you've had a shortfall, or is that within Europe because those models where you have more content were more impacted by WLTP within Europe?
I would say that, you know, when we went through our first half results and we had our performance, it was primarily in North America, Asia Pacific, sort of in line production in the first half for Europe. We have expected the transition of the outperformance to continue in Asia Pacific with our strength in China, especially, you know, with our tank growth and what we've done in FTDS. We are also expecting in the second half, as we got to the outperformance, that we'd have additional launches, better mix of product launches that were going on in Europe that would generate some of that outperformance that we've typically seen. So it's really the mix within Europe and WLTP and programs taking off that's been a bit more difficult with the emission requirements.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. It would appear there are no further questions at this time, so I'd now like to hand the call back to our hosts for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much, everyone. Once again, appreciate dialing in this morning. You know, the first 9 months of the year, you know, we're very solid, even despite some of the softening we're seeing on revenue in the second half. You know, we have opportunities ahead of us that we're excited about, and overall, you know, continue to be very positive on how well the business is doing. If you have any other questions, please contact either Alpha Omar, our investor relations director, or myself. We'd be happy to take your call. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.